All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shachlech from the Ntlakepmuk Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have a subject, and it's on tenacity. We have some special guests with us today in the house. We have our brother Wegedesk.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on. Yeah. Eagle Nation, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, and we have our president of Minnecana Park Association, Celia.
Hello on this sunny day.
Yeah, so we have some awesome music coming up from Glow Sun. They're from France. We have Ben Woods. We have Johnny Rivers. They're from the U.S. And we have some Glass Beams. And they're from Down Under, down in Australia. So big shout out to our Australian friends and family down there. And also, if we have time, we'll play some Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis, and they're from England. So it's going to be a pretty awesome show, lots of good music. And a big shout out to my niece, Gemden. She's still in the hospital, struggling away, going up and down. So we're going to dedicate a special music song for her from Glow Sun. And the song is called Behind the Moon. So we're going to start off with that, and then we'll get on with our program. So here goes. Enjoy, everyone. Thank you. boy, that was an awesome song, man. Glow Sun, Behind the Moon. We dedicated that to my niece, Gemden. She's struggling in the BC Children's Hospital right now, and she's fighting, and she's making some improvements, but sometimes going into relapse. But we're going to give her a lot of positivity and thoughts and love and prayers for her, and hopefully she'll be out of there as fast as possible. And we thank and welcome our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Austria, from Sweden, from France, from Spain, from Africa, from Egypt, from China, from Japan, from Australia, from New Zealand, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. We welcome all of you on our odyssey of positivity, human growth, empowerment for human rights and justice, and just an honor to have you all spend your time with us and giving us your hearts, your ears, your minds, and it's just an awesome time. So we're going to start off our program right, and we're going to ask our brother Wegedesk to lead us through some deep breaths. And welcome back. It's so awesome to have you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be back in the studio. What a pleasure. And yeah, let's get these deep breaths in us, shall we? Let's relax our body. We'll relax our jaw, our shoulders, our neck, maybe even your toes. Wherever you're feeling some tension, these three deep breaths are all about bringing the appreciation in, feeling that gratitude and the abundance in our bodies, and then just exhaling and letting it all go. All right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Two more. Nice. One more all the way in with that love. And a nice sigh on the way out. Super nice. Ooh, yeah. That'll calibrate us real good.
Awesome, man. It's awesome. Always awesome and great to get that oxygen into our lungs, into our brains, and into our blood and get us ready for an awesome subject. And we have our subject today, and it's on tenacity. And we'd love to hear from you on tenacity.
Tenacity, wow, what a word. That ain't something I use too often. It reminds me of vigor and excitement, inspiration, just like real, like, wow, the tenacity of that person, right? A good, strong character. And I also notice that it starts with the word ten, T-E-N. And, you know, that is the not only the top of the ladder in terms of our counting system, but also the beginning of the next rung of ladders. So, you know, 9 is kind of at the top, and then we go one more, and it's also the beginning of the next one.
Most of us want to be tens.
There we go, exactly.
Tens in life.
Yeah. And I think 10's probably like the toughest place to be because you've
long
got...
long way to fall.
That's right, yeah. You're at the top of the top and the bottom of the bottom, too. So tenacity is definitely a strong characteristic, and I really appreciate what we do on this show with our conversations and the topics that we bring up. I think what we do is we build tenacity within us. It also reminds me of resilience and being unaffected by our surroundings. A friend was telling me about the book that he's reading, and it's about the journey to enlightenment. And there's like essentially 5 kingdoms, the mineral, the plant, the animal, the human, and the God kingdoms. And then within the human kingdom is 3 levels of mentalities. There's purely out of control, sometimes in control, and imperfect control all the time. And I think that, you know, a lot of us are always trying to be at least within that, you know, nobody's perfect, so we like to be in that middle realm, and potentially tenacity can help us be unaffected by our environment. And he said that was the major difference between the individuals who are in control sometimes and the individuals who are in control all the time, is how much they're affected by their external circumstances. And so, yeah, tenacity makes me think of one's ability to be unaffected by, say, something like what I went through recently in my court case, where I had a judge rule to a total corrupt ruling, in my opinion. He chose to protect an organization that's been abusing children for a long time, and the profiteering that Aviva Insurance does generally, and is specifically with my case. And it really shook me. It traumatized me. My brain was in fight or flight. I'm thinking, what's next? What's next? What's next? And that's why I went on a little vacation, and I took some time to just breathe and reconnect with who I am and what I'm doing, and justice and all those things, faith that restrict the external environment from dictating how I feel and how I think. And so I definitely think tenacity is a strong character trait. And thank you so much for bringing it up, Chief.
No problem. It was on my mind lately. We used to study in school character traits. I'm glad you brought that up. And one of the character traits was tenacity. Mm-hmm. And the animal that was associated with that was the shrew.
Oh. Mm.
And the shrew is a little voracious, tenacious little animal. They have to eat, I think, 10 times their weight a day.
Okay.
So they're just going all full course all day long. So and they'll attack like mice, and even if a rat, if they could.
Wow.
And they would kill it and eat it.
Mm.
So they're one of the most tenacious animals on the planet. Also, the wolverine is very tenacious,
mm-hmm.
but body to ratio, it's the shrew.
Mm. Wow.
It's just the most...
I thought you were... I was forward pacing as I was listening. I thought, he's going to say beaver, because beavers seem to always be working, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, that was one of the things I remember, because I was always aggressive and pretty violent when I was growing up, and that was what my mother always said, man, you're like a shrew.
So I was thank like, you very much.
I said, oh, I guess that's good. Yeah, but yeah, I just thought of that, and it's I was associating it too, because I studied not too much, but a little bit about Nietzsche.
Oh.
And he was talking about will and power. And this is what we need as human beings to continue and grow and get better. And so this is one of the things that I was just thinking about and realizing that, you know, we got to remind each other, you know, we got to put that out there and empower each other to get into our own, like, human rights and justice and empowerment for human growth and all these type of things. And these are the things that are going to change the world and make it a better place.
Mm.
And we can start with ourselves, and that's how we're going to change it. So that was one of the things I wanted to bring up. So we're going to continue on with the show. We will get to our president,
You won't
Celia.
Be able to keep me shut, my mouth shut that quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to continue on. We're going to play a song from Ben Woods, and his song is called Fandango. And yeah, stay tuned. Enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back.
tenacity.
Yeah, he's got vicious fingers. Yeah, that was Ben Woods, Fandango, and we're back. And yeah, we're going to continue on with our subject here, and we're going to get to the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, and would love to ask you what your words are on tenacity.
Well, we just had a conversation off air about the Western Toad, and I'm going to bring him and her into the conversation just for the sake of. But what I thought of right away was that the type of focus that's required to be tenacious is that consistent focus. And I don't know if you used the words unwavering, Wegedesk, but it was like that. No matter what else is going on, it's like heading that course towards. And I think when we have these achievers, and you know, we've got achievers around the table here, but it's where great things can happen through tenacity. Mm-hmm. If you've got that focus, and no matter what, you're heading that direction. Mm-hmm. And I think of the Western Toad, the little babies who are only about the size of a quarter, when they come out of the marsh in about June, and they start hopping back to the forest, they're going maybe a kilometer, but for them, that's like 1,000 miles or something, right?
Everest.
They have to have tenacity, because otherwise, you know, they have to have other things too, like good hiding skills, but they have to have good tenacity, because otherwise they'll never get to the forest. Mm-hmm. So I think of that, the value of what it can bring in life and offer to the rest of life, tenacity, you know, and within that, that's that willingness to travel through the tough part of the trail and the path, because, you know, yeah, so that attention, which it's hard in this world of distractions, so absolutely, it's a really important value.
And you had a question too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, just about the toads. And,
yeah. Yes, let's bring the toads into the conversation.
Sure. Yeah, well, last time I was there, was like thousands of them.
Yes.
Absolutely thousands of them. And I just wanted to hear from you. What were the numbers? Because you mentioned the numbers.
Oh, my goodness. I don't have the stats. I'm not a great stats person. So, like, I have to look at the little chart and cheat at the chart that we have. We have tracked the numbers because my memory is what my memory is. But, yeah, there's thousands of them, but they don't all make it back, and they're not endangered yet, but they're into a level of risk with, you know, human population and human encroachment. Mm-hmm. There's not as many of these around, and they are really an important part of the ecosystem.
And
so
you were saying one female can produce how many?
About 16,000 eggs. It varies from like 12 to 18,000 eggs.
Yeah.
So one female is worth a lot of babies coming into the world. And,
no doubt.
And it's a food source. It's a really important, these guys are an important part of the food source. They're an important part of the overall ecosystem. And the bullfrogs are kind of an invasive species that likes to eat them too. So they've got additional risks. Mm. So, yeah, but they are tenacious.
They are
tenacious with recreating themselves and tenacious with getting back to the fore.
And also, we have painted turtles in there too, right?
Yes, the Western painted turtles.
And they're endangered too, right?
They're in. There is specific names for each level of risk. So I'm not a scientist, so it's like, but they are in the. Yeah, they've just been. You would say upgrade. They're at a higher level of risk now. Mm. So they're heading towards the more serious. I mean, like many species of creatures in the world, but we're doing our little piece in Minnetonka. It's like we're taking our little shovel and doing what we can to help, because Mother Nature does need more help than normally. People go, just leave them alone. It's like, well, it's because we've done a lot of things, so we kind of have to do a little bit of counterbalancing to provide that extra little bit of support.
Just look at all the forest fires and floods, and you know, that's all part of what we've done.
Yes, and your brother, your family and you have witnessed a lot. Mm. Like, and I've been touched by it in my family as well, and with fire, we have a firefighter person, a forest fire person in our group too, right? Yeah. So it's like all the way around, it's a lot.
Well, we thank you for your input and your insight.
My tenacious love for nature.
Yeah,
it's always a big part of the.
Nothing like changing the agenda, eh?
Good for you. Yeah, so we're gonna continue on with our program, and coming up next, we're gonna be speaking with Shkwait Shachlach, But we're going to be on a little break now, and then we'll be right back.
Hello? Is anyone there? I can't get in. Hello? I need some help. I can't get in. Hello? Hey, can you help me out here? I can't get my wheelchair past the door.
Sorry, I'm in the rush.
Ugh. I need some help. I need someone to...
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have physical disability, and 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure and every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhansen.com. That's rickhansen.com.
All right, we're back, and coming up next, we'll be speaking with Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkana, BC, but we're going to play his song of the week from Johnny Rivers and Secret Agent Man, 1966, so it's an oldie, but a goodie. So let's have a listen to that, and enjoy, everyone.
A man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret. Taking away your name. Beware of pretty faces that you find. A pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Persuasive lips. The odds are you won't live to see tomorrow.